The number one lesson that I learned this year is that relationships are the key to success. And I know that sounds a little corny. You hear it all the time, but I'm not talking about just monetary success, that too. But relationships are really the cornerstone of everything. Welcome to Level Up Your Course, where we pull back the curtain on what it takes to create learning that transforms lives. You will hear stories from business owners like you who share their success and their struggles. This is not where you come to hear passive income myths, friend. This is where you learn the truth about building a profitable learning platform. I am your host, Janelle Allen, and this is today's episode. Hey. You are tuned in to Level Up Your Course. This is your host, Janelle Allen, bringing you the first episode of 2019. So I am recording this right after Christmas. It is the middle of the night. You might hear a little scratchiness in my voice. I apologize. And, you know, I'm a night owl, so everybody's asleep, and I just am here talking to you. The purpose of this episode is to talk about or to share my annual review and also share the year ahead, what you can expect to come in 2019. Now, I haven't done this since 2016 going into 2017, so I'm a little bit excited and a little bit nervous. All right, so highlights. 2018. What happened? What happened for you? I would love for you to email me and let me know about your year in review and what your highlights were. My highlights, the theme for this year for me was discovery. You know, I discovered new things about myself. I discovered new things or new relationships, connected with new people, and then discovered new things about existing relationships. I discovered new things about my business and my customers, and it was just so much that I hadn't expected to discover. Looking back, that was the theme for 2018. Now, there were also challenges in 2018. In fact, this year was one of the most challenging years, and you know, it's been a trifecta. I think I'm going to go ahead and claim that I am done with challenging years. 2016, 2017, 2018 all brought a lot of personal challenges. This year, there were two big ones for me. Number one, my grandmother passed away in early July. And it was sudden, you know. She was fine 1 week, and then the next week, we got a call and were told she was in the hospital and we needed to get there. So that was hard, which goes without saying, but I think the hardest part was that I happened to be there for her transition. And that was my first time experiencing that. And there's really no words for watching someone that you love slip away. So that was the biggest challenge for me in 2018. In fact, that moment just was precipitated the rest of the year for me. Definitely that was the turning point where everything was just, yeah, everything is great. And then boom. And everything after that was just pretty rocky for 2018 for me. So, you know, I've shared this on Twitter and I wrote about it on the blog. So it makes sense for me to share it here. The other thing is about a month after my grandmother passed, my partner and I decided to separate. There were some things that I wasn't aware of that happened, and that was the outcome. And again, happened all of a sudden, discovered some new things, and it was really hard. is probably, it is still hard. The hardest thing that I have had to deal with personally in a very long time. So what can you do? You have to face it. But those were the two big personal challenges for me in 2018. And I say that not to just get to overshare or get really personal, but just so that you understand that in the midst of seeing me do things and seeing all this professional stuff and social media and all, this is real life happening. You know, so if you're going through similar things or just other challenges that have nothing to do with what my challenges were, I just want you to be encouraged that it's real life and people don't talk about it. You know, everyone wants to paint this picture that everything is rosy, but sometimes your grandmother dies while you're in the middle of a big client project and you've got to figure it out. And sometimes you have relationship issues and you've got to figure it out. And that's just part of it. So that's why I share, so that you can know that if you're going through something similar, you're not alone. Now, professionally, there were a couple challenges professionally, not a lot, but a couple ones. The biggest professional challenge was realizing that I needed to address the gaps in my marketing system. You know, I spent the end of 2017 just putting everything on hold, no new clients other than what I already had, and just completely rebuilt my systems. And this year, I realized that there were some gaps. Namely, there is a segment in my audience that I wasn't really clear on their needs and their problems in 2017. And I got crystal clear about that this year. So I had to address those gaps. And the other thing is just, I got busy. And sometimes, or when you get busy, that's when you discover all of the things that you hadn't really optimized and you didn't do what you're supposed to. Yeah, that's when it all reveals itself. So that was one of my big challenges professionally in 2018. The other challenge is I missed my revenue goal, my annual revenue goal, by about 10K this year. In, you know, I don't, there's nothing else to say. I missed it. Mostly because of the gaps in my marketing. But if we're honest, largely had to do with a lot of the personal things. And so I'm okay with that because given everything that happened, I think that I did pretty damn good. So those were challenges for 2018. Now, let's talk about wins. What went well in 2018? Well, it was the best year of Zen courses so far. And, you know, this year completely blew me away. I just doubled my revenue from last year, more than doubled it, relaunched my podcast, launched my Facebook group. And one of the things I'm super, super proud of is I launched my very first group program. That was something that I had wanted to do for a while because self-paced courses are great. But for me, I realized that I was missing that learner connection. I'm the type of instructor or teacher in that I need the interaction. I need to know if you're getting something. And if you're struggling, I want to know where you're struggling and I want to see your face or hear your voice and really be able to support you. But with self-paced courses, you can't do that unless someone emails you and says, hey, I'm struggling. And even then, it's limited. So what I was missing was a group program. And I had failed a launch of one previously. I got scared. I'm not afraid to admit it. I got scared. And then I told myself, you know what? You're going to do this. And it was great. And I love it. So that is one of the best wins I have had this year is my group program and seeing the amazing progress of the people in the pilot. So I'll talk more about that in a moment. The other win I would say for this year, and not the other, actually one of the biggest wins this year was just the relationships that I built. I met some very cool new people. Some of them were people that I had been following for a while, and we finally were able to connect and just built new relationships, deepened existing relationships. It's been a great year for relationships in 2018. So those are my wins from 2018, my challenges from 2018, just the highlights. If you want to read my full review, you can access that by going to the site zencourses.co/articles/2018. Once again, that's zencourses.co/articles/2018. And you can read my very wordy written review for more information. So if you can't remember that, just go to the site, click on the blog, and it should be right there at the top if you're listening to this in early January. All right. So I have shared highlights from 2018, wins, challenges, all the good stuff. And whenever I have challenges, I don't know about you, but whenever I have challenges, I always like to face them. It's just who I am. I want to face it and I want to figure out what the lesson is. So lessons learned from this year, 2018. The number one lesson that I learned this year is that relationships are the key to success. And I know that sounds a little corny. You hear it all the time, but I'm not talking about just monetary success, that too. But relationships are really the cornerstone of everything. If there's something that you want to achieve, if there is something that you want to get better at, if there is just anything in your life that is important to you, important that you master or that you learn or that you improve, the key is to have people around you who support your growth, who challenge you, and who inspire you. It's the cornerstone. However, there's another aspect or level of relationships that we don't talk about as much as entrepreneurs, and that has nothing to do with achievement. It has nothing to do with monetary gain. And that is relationships, friendships, human connection, having people in your life who are going to be there for you, having people in your life who have no clue what you're into or what it is that you're into, but are there to cheer you along, having people in your life who will care for you when you are struggling. It's just essential because at the end of the day, you can do all of this. You can create a course. You can make a lot of money. But if you don't have people in your life to share any of that with, then it doesn't matter. I know it sounds corny, but it's true. And I was reminded of it this year. So not so much a lesson learned, but a reminder for me. So that's number one. Number two, systems are the key to sustainability. All right. We hear the word scale all the time. And honestly, I think that people use it wrong a lot of times. Scaling is, you know, people use it when they mean growth. But here's the thing. Sustainability, the ability to be around for a long period of time and apply the same level of energy and quality, sustainability, the way that you're going to achieve that, that's really what you're after in business. You want to be around for a long time, right? So it's kind of like if you're into sports. I love basketball. It's the only sport I care about. And you see people like LeBron James. No matter what you think about LeBron James, he is smart in how he approaches the game now that he's gotten older. You have to do certain things and have certain systems in place to prolong your ability to stay in the game. Systems are key. So that is the lesson that I learned because as I mentioned, it was a great year and I got busy. And that's when the gaps in my systems revealed themselves. So that's second lesson learned. Number three, I love this one. No plan survives contact in the real world. I don't know where I heard this phrase. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I've been binging Travelers during Christmas break. And I think they said this. I think that's where I heard it. But I love it. They didn't say it this way, but I think they used the word, the no plan survives contact with the enemy. But for me, no plan survives contact with the real world. So what do I mean by that? Well, the meaning is that you can plan as much as you want, plan to your heart's content. But at the end of the day, you have to implement that plan. And when you implement that plan, there are going to be variables that you did not predict. The real world is going to throw things at you that you did not plan for. And you have to adjust, adapt. You have to do it in order to survive, in order to learn, in order to grow. So that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned because I'm a planner. I love this time of year because I get to clean out my office and clear out my inbox. And then I sit down and I just do my planning and my vision board. I love it. But at the end of the day, my plans for 2018 had to be adjusted because of real life situations. No plan survives contact with the real world. So should you plan? Absolutely. Should you have a strategy? Absolutely. In fact, you should have systems in place so that your plan doesn't completely fall apart. But you also have to know that there will be changes. And you won't be able to anticipate any of those, but you have to adapt to them. Which brings me to lesson number four. In the words of Will Smith, jump. It doesn't matter what life throws at you. At some point, you have to face it. Jumping is really just a metaphor for facing it and taking action. Looking at that variable that pops up from the real world and saying, okay, I see you, okay. And just still jumping, doing the work, getting out of your head and taking action. Jump. You have to do it. It doesn't matter. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be the right moment. You do your prep work, but you got to jump. It doesn't matter if you're skydiving, if you go up in the plane and you never jump out of the plane, you didn't skydive. So you have to jump. That's the only way to experience the experience. It's the only way to learn. It's the only way to grow. It's the only way to conquer your fear. That's lesson number four. Lesson learned number five. I love this one. It is a lesson that I have learned from creatives, from artists, and that is mastery matters. What do I mean by that? I mean that it is important to get good at your craft, to do what you do well. We live in a culture of good enough, and there are times when you do need to just do something good enough so that you can jump, right? But there are also times where you should invest time in getting really good at what you do. That's mastery, and it's not the same as perfectionism. Perfection doesn't exist, but mastery does. Mastery is all about progress. It's about committing for the long haul and mastering your craft, knowing it in and out, studying it, practicing, applying, learning, challenging yourself. Mastery matters. And it's something that's been really close to my heart, not just with Zen courses, but also creatively. You know, I DJ, I'm learning to play the piano, I write. I don't just want to jump back and forth and never master anything. So that is number five. All right. So we've talked about 2018 highlights. We've talked about lessons learned. Let's talk about plans for 2019. What can you expect from me, from Zen Courses in 2019? Really quickly, top five. So the theme for 2019 is going to be share. You are going to see me share and promote more in 2019 than you ever have. It's something that I have been challenging myself to do. I am an introvert. I'm a thinker. It's hard for me to get up the nerve to be in front of a crowd, but that is exactly what I'm going to do in 2019. Share and promote. As for what you can expect in 2019, you're going to see me focus, go really deep on my group program, Finish Your Damn Course. So I've decided I'm going to continue the group program and not just continue it, but offer it only twice a year and limit enrollment because I want to make sure that I've got serious people who are going to do the work in the program. And I'm just going to go all in and learn and improve it and help people create their courses. So that's what's going to happen. That's going to be my main focus this year is my group program. And what that means is, takes me to number two, I'll be limiting my high-touch consulting clients. So I'm only going to do a handful of consulting clients this year because I really want to put my energy into the group program. Thirdly, I'll be building up my Facebook group. This is the place to come and connect with me and your peers for free, get answers to your questions. We have bi-weekly live Q&A on Facebook. And I'm really enjoying it. And I want to, again, master it, go deeper and focus on the best practices so that I can then come back and share that with you if you want to create a Facebook group. So that is the third focus for 2019. Fourth, I am committing to launching a YouTube channel in the second half of 2019. Now, this is a long-term goal that I think it was 2017 and then 2018. 2019 is going to be the year that I launch my YouTube channel. And I want to take my time with it. The reason I say the second half of 2019 is because I've learned about myself that sometimes I can just jump into something. And I really want to take my time to master my existing marketing channels and then be strategic about what happens on YouTube. What questions am I going to answer? Who am I serving? What problems do they have? I want to have all of that mapped out and then execute. So that is the fourth thing, the fourth focus for 2019. Number five for 2019 is you can expect to see more in-depth articles from me. And what I mean by that is that I haven't been blogging as much as I would like to. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that in 2019, but I'm not just going to blog more. I'm going to focus on quality. I really want to get into writing longer form articles that are going to focus on learning design, that will focus on things like habits in online learning, group programs, psychology. You can expect in-depth, geeky articles from me in 2019. If you're subscribed to my mailing list, you're going to get weekly articles, but the blog posts are just going to get deeper and even more valuable. So that is the plan. That's what I'm going to do in 2019. What about you? What are your plans for 2019? Have you thought about it? Are you still thinking about it? Do you do vision boarding? What's on your vision? These are the questions. This is what I want to know. What about you? So if you are just getting started with online courses, my number one recommendation for you is this year, build your audience. Put yourself out there and find out who you want to serve and what their problems are and start creating solutions, whether it's free content or paid content, start building your audience. I see a lot of people who want to get started with online courses and they want to skip the audience building part. And then they get discouraged because they're not sure what to create. Well, that's because you've got to go back and focus on building your audience because that's where all the answers are. Who do you want to serve and what problems can you solve for them? So that would be my number one piece of advice if you are just getting started with online courses. If you are a consultant or freelancer who wants to turn your process into a course, the number one recommendation for you this year is to stop overthinking. I know you've been thinking about this for a while. Stop overthinking and start validating your course topic. You likely have an existing audience. You likely have a small email list. You have a client base. Validate your course topic and find out if it is something that people actually want, whether or not they will pay money for your course topic. If you're a CEO or manager of a small team, the number one thing that you can do this year, the number one recommendation is to find out how your course is performing. Where are the learning gaps? Where are people getting stuck? Where are people not completing the lessons? Where is the resistance? How can you improve the results of your programs so that not only does your community get better results and make more progress, but you build your authority even more? So those are my recommendations, no matter which bucket you sit in for 2019. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're working on in 2019. So I invite you to head over to zencourses.co/articles/2018, check out my full review, and then opt in to my newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter, and I will send you an email, a welcome email, and then just hit reply and tell me what you're working on in 2019. It's that simple. So once again, zencourses.co/articles/2018. All right. It's going to be a great year. I've got a good feeling about 2019, and I hope you do too. This is going to be a good one. So this is Janelle. It has been Level Up Your Course. I will see you next time. All right, my friends, that is my time. Remember, before you can level up your course, you must first level up your mind. As always, thank you for hanging out with me for another great episode. I do not take it for granted. I am Janelle Allen, and this has been Level Up Your Course. Peace.